We're touched that this many of you are still here at 4:30 in the afternoon, and we want to repay the faith you have in what we hope we're going to be doing here. We want to talk about disclosure, and both from a historical and a practical perspective, as well as a perspective looking forward. And so, first of all, what are we going to tell you? We're going to tell you that the current bankruptcy disclosure practices are, in our view, counterproductive.
Okay, and?
And we're also going to say that we think that using the tools of modern digital technology and the ancient tools of clear writing can fix a lot of that problem.
Why, Buzz, are you suggesting that there is something wrong with the disclosure process? How did you ever come to see that?
History. The drafters, I was the legal equivalent of a second lieutenant when the bankruptcy code was passed in 1978. And I had the signal privilege throughout the 70s of being on the staff of one William J. Rochelle, who was one of the drafters of the code, one of the testifiers before Congress, one of the editors of Collier on Bankruptcy, and the George Treasters and Larry Kings and
the Bill Rochelles
and the Barney Shapiros of the world, the Jerry Smiths, were in and out of our house, and so I got to basically sit unwatched in a corner and listen to these guys. And what I can tell you is that they thought that the code was going to be transformative. They had seriously high hopes for it. King, Countryman, and Kennedy even did a video series called Moving Into New Times. And in all of that, what you've got up here on the screen right now is what they thought was the key: adequate disclosure allowing creditors to actually make up their own minds.
And they thought it was the key.
Yeah.
So how'd that work out?
Alas.
Well, as everybody in this room who has ever written a disclosure statement, or worse, had a disclosure statement delivered to you, written by somebody else, already knows, today's disclosure statements often don't disclose. In fact, today's disclosure statements often do the exact opposite of disclosure. We wanted to display that in a graphic fashion, so we thought we would give you a picture of a recent disclosure statement that we came across. Perhaps you'll recognize it. So you see the problem. This is what has happened to disclosure statements. It's literally a kitchen sink approach to disclosure. And as anybody who's ever done litigation knows, one of the best ways to hide a document is to produce everything. And a lot of times, information that's essential for creditors to evaluate is almost impossible to find because it's buried in so much stuff.
Well, so, you know, after I've written disclosure statements that were longer than things that won the National Book Award, I've generally gotten calls from creditors that say things like, well, how much am I going to get paid? What class am I in? How do I fill out the ballot? How do I protect my rights? Do I need a lawyer? Will I still have a customer? How many times do you do that when you're debtor's counsel or committee counsel in just about any case? You know, lots more than you wish, and it's a maddening sort of thing. The bottom line on this
downturn
is that creditors